So the scene we just listened to in today's gospel is a scene where Jesus sends out his disciples. He commissions them to go forth into the world proclaiming the coming of God's reign. And he sends them forth saying something along the lines of, "Have no fear. I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Have no fear. You will be handed over to powers and principalities in this world. Have no fear. Brother will betray brother. Fathers, their children. Children, their parents. Have no fear. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Two sparrows are only worth a penny, but in God's eyes, God always sustains them. Have no fear. You are certainly worth more than that." Now, when you think about this passage, it's important to remember Matthew's gospel was written in part to encourage Jewish synagogue members who were risking separation from family and friends when they broke rank and decided to follow Jesus. So they literally were losing their place in their families. They were literally losing their place in their households and in their communities. So when I read this passage, I was reminded of a t-shirt logo. Maybe you've seen it. No fear. And how I've always wanted to start a church t-shirt campaign using that logo. You know, the Episcopal Church, no fear. The Diocese of Missouri, no fear. Emmanuel Church, no fear. I actually, years ago, made that suggestion only to find out that the company had trademarked No Fear. And it was called No Fear Inc. And they were quick to sue absolutely anybody who used that phrase on a piece of clothing or in advertising. Still, it was clear to me that when I suggested it in some circles, it didn't get anywhere anyway. And it wasn't for legal reasons. Nobody took me seriously because most people don't think of two phrases together. And that is, church, no fear. But I couldn't help but wonder whether or not we could effectively witness to God in adopting that logo. Without such a stance, I wonder if we really can follow Jesus. Because truth be told, he always called on his disciples to enter into situations and circumstances that were less than comfortable. He always encouraged them to be far from the status quo, always on the cutting edge, never looking back. For ages, Christianity, in fact, had a corner on no fear. Long before some Madison Avenue marketing agent thought it up and managed to get a trademark for it. From God's call to Abraham to the words we heard from the prophet Jeremiah this morning, from the angel that appeared to Mary to the angel that appeared and announced the resurrection. From Jesus on the Galilee to Jesus after his resurrection. To John in his revelation, again and again, over and over, we hear the words proclaim, "Don't be afraid." Literally, "Have no fear." But can we really legitimately lay claim to that slogan today? How often have we shown ourselves to be fearless witnesses of the good news of God in Christ? How often do we challenge the powers that be as they wage unjust wars or trample on the poor and the needy? Have we stood before the emperors of our time calling on them to do justice and mercy, calling on them to be accountable before God, a God who knows no divisions, no divisions of class or creed or race or gender. I wonder, can we still make a legitimate and defensible claim to being a people of no fear? Thinking on that, I was reminded of an old Zen Buddhist tale about civil wars in Japan. During one of those times, an invading army quickly swept through the town and took control. Everyone in the village fled before that arriving army, except one, the Zen master. He alone remained. The general of the invading army heard of this aged teacher, and being curious, he went to the temple to see for himself what kind of master this was. Arriving, he found an old man who failed to treat him with the sort of deference and submissiveness that he was used to. And so the general just burst out in anger. He shouted, "You fool, don't you realize you are standing before a man who could run you through without blinking an eye?" The master was unmoved, smiled calmly, and replied to the general, "And do you not realize that you are standing before a man who could be run through without blinking an eye?" Not sure how many of you are aware of it, but at each vestry meeting, we take 5 to 10 minutes of reflection time to simply look at our lives together, our journeys in faith, and what we're about. During that time, an individual will share thoughts or a poem or a prayer that reveals who they are, what they care about, what's important to them and to our community. Last week at our June meeting, a vestry member passed out a prayer by St. Francis de Sales. Francis was a Roman Catholic who lived in Geneva as the church began to struggle with what God was calling it to become as it lost ground to the Protestant Reformation. And one day, after a time of prayer before the image of Jesus, God spoke to Francis and silently said in the quiet of his heart, "Francis, go and rebuild my church." Shortly after, Francis wrote a prayer, the prayer that we heard at the vestry meeting, a prayer for himself and a prayer for any of us who would follow his path in rebuilding the church today. He wrote, "Be at peace. Do not look forward in fear to the changes of life. Rather, look to them with full hope as they arise. God, whose very own you are, will deliver you. God has hitherto and will lead you safely through all things. And when you cannot stand it, God will bury you in his arms. Do not fear what will happen today. The same everlasting Father who cares for you today will take care of you then and every day. He will either shield you from suffering or will give you unfailing strength to bear. Have no fear," Jesus tells us. "No fear. For in the company of prophets, apostles, and saints, we can follow the example of Francis de Sales and believe that God, the God who calls us forward to build and rebuild the church in our own time, is the same God who will always carry us under his watchful gaze, his protective eye, who then, when we cannot stand it, will bury us in his arms. Have no fear. Although the future is unknown, have no fear. Though the world around you seems uncertain, filled with change, have no fear. though the ground beneath your feet constantly shifts and moves, have no fear. For God is with you, and God will never let you down. Count on that. Amen.